are back at Project Independence and You, right here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We're here with Otto Loos, our co-host for today, an original Project Independence member who loves to say positive things about the program because it is so good.
It is. It's great.
It is really so good.
The biggest problem that the program has is the willingness for people who are seniors to accept and take advantage of it.
Right.
You know, don't look upon it as a sign of weakness. Right. You know, it'll help you maintain independence for a long time.
Right.
And that's what I always think is just, you know, and as you're saying, you know, this year, because it has been around for 10 years, you know, we just celebrated our 10,000th member, which was an amazing thing. Just a shout out to Laura Amon from Carl Place, who was our 10,000th member. We did a whole hoopla for her. We rolled up with the supervisor and media. There was balloons and a gift basket, and she was just so thrilled. And, you know, she called about transportation, which was amazing. But I said, what's amazing about Project Independence is there's something for everyone. So if you need, you know, transportation, you need a social worker or a nurse, or if you're more active and just want to volunteer, you're able to do that too.
Right.
So I think it's just, you know, there's something for everyone to fit in.
You know, we were talking a little bit about, you know, how the usage, each member, how many times does somebody use it? You know, and in terms of the transportation program, Otto and I were talking about that sometimes someone might use the transportation once maybe they were going to a doctor and needed somebody to drive them back and didn't have somebody, so they utilized it.
Yeah.
And then we have people who live in this town, they're residents of our town, and they are on dialysis for years. So they might use the transportation program within the town 3 to 4 times a week.
And so, I just want to give a shout-out to the transportation program, because this actually happened yesterday. I sit next to the wonderful mobility manager, Shari Baton, who does amazing work.
Amazing, Shari.
With the transportation and figuring out, you know, how to get to and from. And what I thought was just, it just really showcased the program, was that the taxi company, one of our taxi companies, actually called her and said one of the seniors that was a regular rider for dialysis hadn't called in like a couple of weeks. And they just wanted to give Shari the heads up just to make sure that, you know, like she wasn't, you know, taking it. So Shari looked in the system and, you know, she was able to call and got in touch with the woman and, you know. But it was just an amazing thing that there was that communication.
Right.
It was just really showed how all the partnerships worked. You know, the social worker got, it was just a really an amazing thing. And I was sitting there at my desk like, you know, this is it. This is what it's about, you know,
it's
right
exactly,
here.
You're right. I mean, that's what you were talking about. It's kind of like friends helping friends. If your neighbor's not taking in their garbage or their mail and that's unusual for them, check in on them. Find out what's going on. Don't just watch it pile up. You know, and the mailman should be aware of that, too. If somebody who's previously active or maybe somebody who's frail isn't getting their mail.
Yeah, and that's what I just think is cool, you know, about even when we were at the Manhasset Community Resource Fair at the firehouse, the people that worked at the firehouse was like, oh, this is such a great program. You know,
right.
Now we can refer so-and-so, you know, so it's just getting all those community partners on board and just, you know, making aging in place possible really is what it is. So it's
you know, Otto, we were talking over one of the breaks that we've had that we're now, I guess, in our 10th year, somewhere in there, and we're talking a little bit about the Aging in Place conference that we're going to have on September 30th here at the Yes We Can. This will be the third regional Aging in Place conference, and Otto's been nice enough to volunteer. Okay, maybe I volunteered him to write an article for the newsletter about the conference and kind of how to tie it in. So we talked a little bit about the fact that, you know, you're an original.
Yeah, well, I've gone to the last two, and you can spend as much time as there as you wish, because there's a lot of things going on, and it's very worth your while to learn what's out there and what can help you.
Right.
I think part of your obligation as a senior is to help yourself as much as you can as well, and part of that is to get educated and find out what's out there.
Otto, how does it feel? Because this is one of the things I was leading into, that you were saying the first advisory meeting you attended had 10 or 12 people. We've now surpassed our 10,000th member. Would you have thought back then that it would have reached, you know, 10,000, we have, you know, we always say the census, the 2000 census said we had about 50,000 people 60 and over in the town of North Hempstead with a population. I think it was about 250,000, maybe a little less. So we're looking at somewhere between about 20% of the population being 60 or over. So that 10,000 members represents 20%. Math's not my strong suit here.
Really good success stories, frankly, that I've ever been involved with. You know, it started out small. And why did it work, in my opinion, looking back on it? A, the people who ran it bought in and they wanted it to work. And they weren't just coming up with reasons why this can't be done or that can't be done. And then the second part of it is the concept of the advisory committees, I think, is a key ingredient because it is where the input came from. It came from the people. It didn't come from somebody sitting in an office thinking right. of the concept and saying, oh, that's going to be a great idea. It's like an engineer inventing a product that nobody wants.
Right.
You know, it's the same idea. This product was developed, if you want to call it a product, by the people themselves saying, this is what we need. And then Project Independence and the town supervisor at the time, John Kamen and Madge Kaplan, and your mother, Evelyn Roth, taking the ball and doing something with it.
Right.
And I believe it's a very successful story. And now the current administration did not just push it aside and say it wasn't invented by us. They didn't take that approach, in my opinion. They are buying in also and improving it where possible.
Right. And, you know, the current administration, the supervisor, Judy, has been a supporter of Project Independence
right, through the county,
since day
right.
one. I mean, she's always so gracious in acknowledging the team that was here that built Project Independence. And the fact is, I mean, when I first started with the town 8 or 9 years ago, the first call I was getting was from Judy's office, you know, the flu shots, you know, do we have our date? Are we going to, you know, do we have enough people? Do you need help with staff? And then we would bring it all in to CGM. You know, she also has a room named after her at the Great Neck Social Center. I mean, you know, that's because she is a real advocate and supporter of town residents who are older. And I think you know that in New Hyde Park, we had a very dangerous situation with a turning signal that one of our advisory members, Hazel, had pointed out. We had a lot of problems kind of figuring out. I think the jurisdiction was a tough nut because it was at an intersection where we had, you know, you had county streets, you had town streets, you had state streets, and yet you have this light that is kind of directing people from one street to another street. And the light was dangerous because there was no turning light. And in order to turn, there was a hill coming toward you where you couldn't see cars coming. So it was just kind of like a Hail Mary. You just went for it. And we really had a hard time. And we called Judy. And, you know, when she was in the ledge and she helped us and it happened quickly. And now that light signal is there. So it is great to have, you know, our current supervisor be so supportive and let's get this, you know, always anything we want to do related to the seniors
well,
is good.
And the other part of that is that Hazel was an active senior, still is, and persistent.
Very persistent.
Right. And because of her efforts connected to Judy,
right,
it worked. So there are things that seniors can do other than just sit around.
Right, right.
Basically.
I mean, and it was a very important thing because, you know, that intersection is so dangerous. And now that the Department of Services for the Aging actually were located closely to that intersection, and it was scary. It really was. And now it's only sort of scary.
Between that and the European entrance
to
Clinton Martin Park.
That right, exactly.
You come in on the other side.
I know.
Yes, so, be aware of that if you come and visit us. Just, you know, heads
that's
up.
That's true.
Yeah.
But, you know, just with the advisory committees and what I think is great because each region in North Hempstead is so diverse. And, you know, whereas there is a common thing with aging, but each region has their own kind of issues or concerns. And I think that's great. You know, I mean, in these subcommittees that come out of it, like in the Great Neck Advisory, there's a lot of people that walk. and the pedestrian safety and the different things that have occurred out of the pedestrian safety committee is just amazing. So it's just great. So join an advisory committee.
Join an advisory. Yeah. Call 311. Ask about anything Project Independence. You'll definitely get somebody who will help you, whatever needs you're looking for. If you're a caregiver, give us a call. We have services. We have people that can help navigate you. I think – and Otto has something to say.
One quick one. As far as the advisory committee goes, you are not obligated or committed to – come to every meeting or come to no meetings. You can come, say nothing, say something.
Right.
You know, it's not an obligation. So you can just come and see what's going on.
Thank you, Otto. Thank you so much, Otto, for being
you.
The co-host. Christina, you're fabulous. We all know
thank
that.
Thank you for filling in today.
Oh, you're very welcome. It was a lot of fun. I want to thank Dan Cox, a director of broadcasting at WCWP, Janine Solero, also Rebecca Rosenberg, our lovely and very talented engineer, along with student Julian Wilson. Julian, thank you. Christina, Dan, everybody at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org from Project Independence in You. Thank you so much. And thanks to our guests, too. Bye.